All right, Kerry Burgess, thank you, sir. 7:07, 54 degrees on your Thursday morning. Here's Dale Watson.
I've seen all my horizons turned into where I am. I traveled every highway that any one man can. The road don't go forever, they all end, I know. And now that I've reached heaven, honey, let this trucker go. Honey, let this trucker go. I plan no more time with you and less time on the road. But the good Lord, he made other plans, and so he called me home. I guess he needed one more hand to drive the streets of gold. And now that I've reached heaven, honey, let this trucker go. Honey, let this trucker go.
Watson on the Road Show, kicking off in your 7 a.m. hour, 10 minutes after the hour. That one song has, I've received more telephone calls about that one Dale Watson song than any other Dale Watson song I've ever played. Every time that that song is played, someone will call me either during the show or after the show, or I'll see someone in a store around town, and they'll tell me that that song, how it touched them, and what it meant to them. Thank you, Dale, for writing that and performing that. Let This Trucker Go, Dale Watson, who will be joining us at 7:30 this morning. We've got Criderfest coming May 14th at Crider's Rodeo and Dance Hall. And Dale will be headlining it. It's going to be an early show, 5 o'clock, so you can get out and get your boot scooting in early with Dale and the boys in the band and have a great evening out there. We've got Mickey Daniel going to be performing, the Sean Kendrick Band from Hunt, Texas. Aaron Ironhouse and the Warhorses will be performing as well. So be looking forward to that Criderfest out at Criders. Here it is from the album Call Me Insane, Dale Watson. Big Mike Talley, this one's for you, brother. I owe it all to you, right here on Big G's Texas Road Show.
Used to be, now that girl belongs to me. Oh. the door unclosed. I took a chance to help her mend the heart you broke in two. She's mine now, and I owe it all to you.
Dale Watson from the album Call Me Insane, That's I Owe It All to You. On the telephone with us this morning from somewhere out in far west Texas, Dale Watson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you,
bro? Yeah, I'm at a truck stop in El Paso.
Well, they got any kolaches out there?
Look, I got my cup of coffee. I'm just now getting my day started.
So,
as far as you got, where
are you headed, Dale?
We're going to be in Phoenix tonight and then, move on into California.
Okay. All right. You are going to be, here in Hunt, Texas on May 14th. We've got the, first ever Crider Fest out at Crider's Rodeo and Dance Hall. We've got, five bands. You're going to be an early headliner for that event.
Well, yeah. How early?
I've got Marlon Lee in studio with me. I think, Dale, that you're going to be playing at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Yeah. Hey, Marlon, how you doing?
Good, man. It's going to be so great to see you. It's been 30 years when you won the KTEK Radio Colgate Country Music Showdown.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, yeah.
It has been a long time.
Yeah, Mark.
That's right. That's where I couldn't remember where I knew you from. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that would have been like 19.
Combination Booze and Blues.
Yeah, that's it, man. This would have been about 1984, I guess.
Was it really?
Really?
Yeah, I actually have it. In fact, I should have this thing framed. I've got.
Well, we need to get a picture of it and post it online for sure. But you got to listen to this story, Dale. This is great. He brought this thing into the radio station and was showing it off the other day. It's great.
Yeah, it's and I'm trying to remember the name of the tune, but the it's a 45, and on the front cover it's you.
It's about a 12-year-old Dale Watson with dark hair.
Yeah, and a little skinny mustache.
Yeah. Moments passed me by.
That's it. And on the backside, it's you and your band, and you actually signed it for me or sent it to me, and it said, "Marlon, I didn't get a chance to thank you for and that I owe you lunch, Dale Watson." So I'm calling you on it, man. 30 years later.
All right, hey,
Dale. I'll tell you, and I've got the lunch thing covered for you. I've got a couple of coupons here for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal at McDonald's.
Hey, man, yeah, there you go. I'll take that. I got that. That's usually more than I spend, though.
Free is usually more than you spend. I like that. All right, so Dale, you guys are going to come out here. There's been a lot going on. You have, of course, been a journeyman in the industry, and you have, of course, started and are now really making a big push and a big name with the Ameripolitan brand and the genre of real country music, and you're, of course, spreading it to the masses. How many shows do you play over the course of a year? Do you keep track of that?
Well, you know, in general, it's always safe for me to say at least 300 because when we're in Austin, we still play usually at least four or five nights a week.
Right.
Sometimes two shows that on a Saturday, Sunday. So, yeah, 300 shows. But you know, when we're on the road, it's at least one show a night. Rarely take a night off.
Okay. Well,
that's just the way. It's a good thing, you know. I don't think I can. I know how to slow down. I'm giving actually the guy. This is the first year I've ever actually been able to give the guys a week off. It's actually almost about 10 days off, and I'm not taking off. I'm gonna be on tour with Reverend Horton Heat. Me and the Rev are gonna be doing an acoustic tour. So
wow, when is that going to be?
I just don't know how to. I don't know how to take a night off, or not a night off. I can't take a week off.
Well, it doesn't give you much time to ride the your motorcycle, does it?
Well, you know, that's the thing. If I take a week off to write, I probably wouldn't be able to write anything.
You have.
What do you write about when you take time off? I mean, that's, you know. There's nothing to, and you're sitting around, or I'd be sitting around, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Well, I guess, you know, if you turn on television midday, you could write about what you see on the soap operas, perhaps. I don't know.
That's probably. Well, for me, I think if I did take it any time off, it'd still be to, you know, do stuff for Ameripolitan.
Sure. Sure.
And maybe record some more. You know. I'd be in the studio. That's the thing about having a studio right in your backyard. You know, it's, just walk back there and go do something.
Now, do you have any recording projects going on that you can tell us about?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. I had the cover album that I recorded with some of my favorite covers I've done through the years, and some of the more obscure ones, you know, which oddly enough had two Merle Haggard songs on it. If You Want to Be My Woman and Frisco. And so that's been in the can for almost a year now. We're about to put that out. Blackjack is coming out, which is be the marking the 21st year. This year is our 21 years of putting out albums.
Wow.
So that's coming out this summer.
Oh, good.
And so is Live at Chicken Bleep Bingo.
Chicken Bleep Bingo.
Right. Now, so that's the one I've just been working on in the studio the past week. I guess we did that at Big T's Roadhouse in St. Hedwig.
You know, I still have not had the opportunity to make the trek down there, and I really need to. I know that We've got common friends that have come through and tour into Texas and have played there. The Freight Shakers and Dallas Moore Band, those guys. And,
yeah, Freight Shakers and Dallas Moore and Tara Dumphy.
Sure.
From Canada.
The Risdales, right, yeah.
Yep.
She and Tom, right? And I am going to make a pilgrimage to the Big T. I really want to get down there and hang out and soak it all up.
That's a fun little hangout, especially on when we do the Sunday chicken bingo, you know.
Right.
It's free hot dogs and cold Lone Star beer.
Free hot dogs and cold Lone Star.
Can't beat that.
That's a match made in heaven right there. So May 14th, the big day. We've got going to have four other acts performing, and really looking forward to having you down this part of the world. Have you played in the Kerrville area in the past, Dale?
We did the festival, you know.
Kerrville Folk Festival.
Yeah, Kerrville Folk Festival.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I remember doing it with Ray Benson.
Right.
Matter of fact, me and Ray, actually, are going into studio this summer, or actually, I think, next month. And we're going to start a project called Dale and Ray. And two young singers. two young singers from Ray's got a whole stick somewhere in Oklahoma, Timbuktu, Oklahoma.
Funny, I guess you should mention Ray. I just finished reading his book, Coming Right At You. Pretty interesting read.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a short read, and it's a fun read, and I tell everybody, get that book. It's
one of those things, you know, I started reading it last Friday afternoon and finished it up Sunday morning, you know, just reading it as I could. And, I mean, it's not that it's a, you know, it's big type and there's eight words on a page. It's just that once you grab it and you get into it, the backstories that he goes into are so interesting, you just don't want to put it down.
Yeah, he's got a new story up. You know, I've known him a long time. It don't take nothing to jog a memory of something that, you know, a Floyd Tillman story that he, you know, that you've never heard before, even though he's told a million of them. You know, it's like, man, he's just done everything with some of the greats. You know.
Right. Absolutely. All right, Dale. Well, I know it's been a long, going to be a long day and a long night for you, but I do appreciate you being with us this morning. And again, looking forward to having you and the boys down here with the band on May 14th for Kreiderfest. It's going to be a barn
burner.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it too. How's our almanac looking?
Hey, well. Knowing that you're in El Paso, that explains something, because I had a friend of mine. Post a picture on Facebook yesterday. I think she was coming back from San Antonio. And she goes, look, it's Dale Watson's bus. And so now that explains that you were going I-10 out to El Paso. But, yeah, she spotted you and took a picture of your bus yesterday.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't hide anywhere.
Well, not in this big old thing.
That bus is pretty inconspicuous, Dale.
Well, that's what I tell people.
The letters on your name are about 4 foot tall, aren't they?
Well, they're a lot taller than I am.
Next time you talk to Big Mike Talley, he's got some words of wisdom for you. He's just dropped a few on us here. So,
words of wisdom by Mike Talley.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be a lot of words.
Absolutely.
I think he'd probably tell me words of wisdom. Shut up.
Well, Dale.
But Big G, thank you for doing what you're doing, man. I think Maripolitan has really advanced a lot thanks to the music you're playing there and the artists that you're showcasing. And thanks for giving it a voice.
Well,
there in the
I appreciate that, Dale. Thank
you.
You're
a little corner of the world, man.
You know, I
appreciate it. Because it's, you know, of course, you know, you're listened to all over, you know, the world, really.
Well, yeah, the technology is a wonderful thing. And, you know, the deal is, the music needs to be heard. And, you know, thank you for the voice that you're giving to these guys who otherwise, would not have, they would have a lot tougher road, to drive without, the efforts and that you and your organization, the Maripolitan Music Organization, are giving, you know, the opportunities that you are making happen for a lot of these guys. And of course, you know, by
that's what we're here for, man. You know, it's the young artists coming up, you know, need the hand and make the ground fertile enough for them to keep growing, you know, keep going.
Absolutely.
The roots is out there, you know, and you know, we realize every time we have somebody like Hagar and George Jones, when they pass, you know, such a loss,
sure,
that we realize how important it is to keep these young artists and new bands in the spotlight, you know, because people got to know that, hey, at least it's the roots are still growing.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, again, we are looking forward to having you and the band out. It's gonna be a great show. Crider, the first ever Crider Fest. That'll be May 14th. Crider's Rodeo and Dance Hall, and Dale, you're going to go on at 5:00, so we look forward to getting a lot of folks out there early and doing some dancing and listening to some great Ameripolitan country music.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, Dale.
Thanks, Dale. Thank you all. Thank you, Marley. And I got that Happy Meal all ready for you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate 30, it. Thank
30
you.
Years in the making. Matter of fact, I got it 30 years ago. I hope you like it.
Was that from leftover from the grill at Jim's Honky Tonk?
That's, oh, Jim's Honky Tonk Grill right there on Old Galveston Road.
Yeah.
got some boiled peanuts with it, too. They're a little crusty, too. But.
Ah, the old stomping grounds.
That's right.
Okay, Dale. Appreciate you, brother.
Adios, amigos.
Y'all be safe.
Appreciate y'all.
We'll okay, man. Adios. We'll see you. There it is, Dale Watson. So, Marlon, this is going to be a big one.
On here. Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's going to be a real treat because, again, I knew Dale when he was like 22, 23 years old.
Right.
And he wins this talent competition at the radio station I worked at
right.
the time. And just, you know, a nice young guy. And he was, you know, not the polished performer that he is now. But you could see even then.
He wasn't doing Lone Star commercials during the middle of a set back then?
No.
Okay.
But you could tell even at that time, you know, that who his influences were. And,
oh, sure. Yeah.
And, you know, what direction he was going to go, you know, with it being George Jones and Merle Haggard and Waylon.
Right.
And even guys, you know, another guy I'm sure he would say that's another local Houston guy, Gene Watson.
Gene Watson, sure.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, it'll be fun to see.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, and you and I have talked about this before, back in the day in Houston when you and I were both there, you had two really good music critics for the local newspapers here.
Marty Racine and Bob Claypool.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Racine was with the Chronicle, Claypool was with the Post. And I remember, and I think that it was Racine, said that mentioned Dale in one of his articles one day, and I mean, you know, and that came out on in the Thursday paper, and I mean, that was the first thing that I looked at in the Thursday paper, read the articles in
sure.
both papers to see what these guys, you know, who they were talking about and, you know, who to go see and all this. But that was the first place that I had heard of Dale, and I think that on that Saturday night he was playing Sherwood Cryer's Ice House that was out at
Shelley's. Wasn't that the
well
the name,
at Battleground Road and 225?
Okay.
Well,
you know, Sherwood owned about half of Pasadena.
Oh, I know, and you could tell because all their signs look like Gillies signs.
That's right.
Right, the same design. But that was the first place that I saw Dale, and that had to be about 1980, probably 84.
That would be roughly about the time that he won this competition. That would have been in late 83, early 84, I mm-hmm. think, when I first mm-hmm. met him.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, and I was absolutely amazed because country music had pretty much gone in the tank at that point in time. And here was a guy that was keeping it real. And, lo, these many years later.
See, and this just goes to show you. You know how we have the Battle of the Bands coming up this
right.
Sunday?
Absolutely.
Well, that's basically what this was mm-hmm. that Dale won
right.
30-some-odd years ago. So you never know how these type things, and you know, our radio station was a sponsor of that,
mm-hmm.
how these things can launch people to bigger and better things.
Bigger and better things. Dale Watson, part of or headlining the lineup that includes Mickey Daniel, Sean Kendrick Band, Aaron Einhaus and the Warhorses, May 14th, Kreider Fest, Kreider's Rodeo and Dance Hall.
It's going to be way too much fun.
That's news to me. All right, we're back here 54 minutes after the hour. And a little more something from Dale Watson here on the road show from the album Call Me Insane.
Paycheck is getting lighter, but I'll take it day at a time. First of the month keeps it coming up much too much, but I'll make it day at a time. Looks like I made it day at a time.